Health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good morning. We've got a high of 57 today and mostly sunny. It looks like more rain tomorrow. Rain likely a 60% chance, staying in the mid-50s. And then for the end of the week, it looks like mostly sunny and highs in the mid-50s to upper 50s.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. You're listening to Nicole Smith, and this is Happy to Help, a show where we talk about volunteering and nonprofits and foundations and interview and talk with all the people in our central New Jersey and greater area community that are doing wonderful things in the community and around the world to help others. Because if you have a sense of purpose in your life, you thrive, and we want you to get out there and find out the true meaning of happiness, because happiness is helping. And today we're very excited to welcome Karen Andrade Mims. Welcome.
Thank you.
And she's the executive director for UIH Family Partners. And we also have Bill Davis with us. Welcome.
Morning, Nicole.
So happy to have you all here. Well, we're going to start with Karen. And can you give us a little history of your role at UIH Family Partners and the history of the organization itself?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to, Nicole. So I have actually been the executive director for the last 10 years at UIH Family Partners. And prior to that, I was a board member. So I've actually been involved with the agency for close to 20 years, I would say.
Wow.
But what's interesting to me is, so folks know, the UIH in our name stands for Union Industrial Home. We were an orphanage that was established by a group of church ladies in Trenton in 1859.
Wow.
So before the Civil War and a lot of other historic events, we existed for families who really needed help in raising their children. Mm-hmm. And to this day, our mission still remains that of strengthening families. So even though we're not an orphanage any longer and our work is focused on fatherhood, we believe that families are strengthened when fathers are strengthened. So
absolutely.
That's what we're doing now.
Oh, that's good. And you've been there, how long have you been executive director?
10 years.
10 years?
10 years next month.
Oh, my gosh. Happy anniversary.
May 18th will be my 10th anniversary.
Okay, great. And Bill, how long have you been with UIH, and what's your role? How are you doing?
I've been at UIH for 5 years, mm-hmm. 5.5 years. Mm-hmm. And my role is that of what we call a client service specialist / anger management specialist, and that's kind of what I do at that, which client service specialist encompasses just about everything that a participant or a client needs. Mm-hmm. And we call it wraparound case management.
Okay.
So whatever a person needs, we discover it and then we try to address it.
That's good. You seem like a laid-back kind of guy, you know, that can't get too angry around you, right? You keep it calm and cool. And
you have to be.
Good for you.
And you're a pop-pop figure.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. And how did UIH find you, or how did you find them to get involved?
Well, I was with AT&T for 28 years in telecommunications and computers, and it was a job. It wasn't a career. When I retired, I wanted to help people. And so I wound up coming to Trenton, interviewed for the job. I had heard about the Fatherhood Initiative, mm-hmm. and I thought it was a great idea that if you want to help the families, you know, the light went off and someone said, maybe we should help the man, the father.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it made a lot of sense to me, so I tried to get involved, and I got hired here.
Okay, good. And we've bumped elbows at the Princeton Chamber luncheons. It was fun to meet you there. And a couple of different times you told me about the barbershop initiative. And I thought that was, I know you have a lot of things that we can talk about and a lot of things going on, but can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, most people really get interested in that. We have these little houses that we place in barbershops all around town. And we put books in them. And mm-hmm. it's called Take a Book, Leave a Book.
Okay.
You don't really have to leave one, but you take a book and you read it. And so we put it in there so that the kids and the adults can increase their reading skills.
Yeah, that's good. And I was on your website, and there's just a really darling, very well-done video of different fathers hanging out in the barbershop talking about when they first found out they were going to be fathers and what it meant to them. And what's the website URL? Can you give it to people?
Yes, it's www.uihfamilypartners.org.
Okay, so definitely check out that video and all the other things you're doing. So that's great. What's the current initiative right now, the biggest project you've got going right now that you want people to be aware of?
So as you mentioned, we have a number of programs that we're really excited about, particularly around job readiness. We have something called Bridges to Success, where we actually help men to get jobs that pay above minimum wage.
Oh.
We know that living in Central Jersey, making $8.40 an hour is not going to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
So we do what we call these stackable certifications, like OSHA, Serve Safe Food Handler, mm-hmm. Flagger, Microsoft Office Suite, and this really enables a man to get a job that pays on average about $13.50 an hour.
Almost double, right?
Yes, almost double. So we're excited about that. And I guess the other thing I'd like to really highlight is our signature event, which we do every year the weekend of Father's Day, and it's called Platinum Dads.
Aww.
We honor men in the community who don't necessarily have to be a biological father, but they're a role model. They may or may not have their own children, and they're someone that youth and community look up to.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be held this year on June 16th. It's mm-hmm. always the Saturday before Father's Day at the Princeton Marriott.
Oh, nice.
It's a breakfast. Aww. They get an award, and it's so heartwarming to hear the dads thank their families and friends for honoring them.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, so how do you get the dads or the people that you need to give this wraparound consulting or certification to? Do they know about you? Do they find you, or do you reach out to them? How do people get in the program?
Well, we do a lot of outreach, community mm-hmm. events. I think primarily word of mouth. If you go to Trenton and you say fatherhood.
That's a magic word, right?
Yeah, people automatically know who we are.
Okay.
We get referrals from the state, probation,
mm-hmm.
A number of sources. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't been a problem. We have more than enough participants coming in every day.
You know? And then if you've got a lot of participants, you probably need a lot of volunteers to help make that happen,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. Yes.
So,
yes, we do.
Well, we're all about volunteering here. And also, this week is National Volunteer Week.
That's right.
Yes.
So I want to highlight that. So if you're thinking about, and my big slogan this year has been, make this your year to volunteer. So if anybody's out there thinking of volunteering, this is your year. This is the week to do it. There's all kinds of stuff on social media to get involved. So what kind of volunteer opportunities do you offer at UIH?
Well, one of the things that we have, which we're really proud of, is our Dress to Impress program. So for those who are familiar with Dress for Success, for women, we do the similar thing for men. And so our clothing area is always in need of volunteer help to sort mm-hmm. and to hang and to kind of, you know, cull the clothing that we get in. So that's an ongoing opportunity that we encourage. Even small groups can come in and help out with that. We have a fairly large space that looks almost like a men's store.
That's nice.
In the back of our office. But we also can use folks to come in that may have computer skills and want to help some of our guys learn how to navigate technology.
Mm-hmm.
Mock interviews, sitting mm-hmm. with them, helping them kind of prepare for an interview process, asking questions, that sort of thing is always an option as well.
And do you have a central center where they could go on the weekend if someone's working during the week and they want to help on the weekend? Do you have kind of a brick-and-mortar place or office, right? Okay.
We do. We're not open on the weekends, though. We're Monday through Friday, but we are located in downtown Trenton at 4 North Broad Street.
Okay.
Yes, we have opportunities for just about every sector of social mm-hmm. work that you could imagine. We actually have successful people come in and tell their stories,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Motivational speakers,
motivational
right?
speakers yeah. just come in and talk about what you do, how you did it, how you mm-hmm. became successful, and this gives a man a lift up. Okay?
Yeah, so, stories are powerful, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you say, well, he did it, I can do it, right?
Oh, yeah,
just
absolutely.
Need a little, you know, encouragement,
absolutely.
Which is
And
great.
Everyone has a story to tell.
Absolutely.
So. For if you want to volunteer, you don't know what to do, just come in and talk to the guys.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What about teens? Because I grew up in a family of volunteers, and that was part of what instilled that value in me, and I'm mm-hmm. trying to do the same with my own kids. Do you have teens that come help in the
we
summer
do.
Or things like that?
We've actually had some teens come in. We have a little kiddie area for men that come in with their children and
Aww.
Our single dads. So we had some teens actually fix that room up, bring in toys and paint. So those kind of projects are great for teens to do, any kind of fixer-upper kind of activities, painting and you know, moving furniture and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Especially for the young men, because they get the experience, but they also get to be mentored themselves.
Yeah,
our staff.
Yeah,
so they can take
great.
Advantage of all the programs that we have as well.
It sounds like, I mean, that's what I love about all these things. Because it's when you start to volunteer and you get involved, it's another little community. And the best thing is that you've got the young and the old and the new and the experienced. And that's something that I think is somewhat missing from society today, because the kids are so structured and sectioned off and running to this and that. And they, we need to come together as a community, as all different ages and stages, to really
Absolutely.
Help
yes,
one another.
We actually go into the schools and from daycare all the way up to high school, and we tell the kids, one of the things we do is tell the kids the value of volunteering.
Yes.
That it's just as valuable as a job on a resume. Well, so that kind of gets them there.
Yes, and one of my favorite quotes is that volunteers don't get paid because they're invaluable, right. Which is totally true, right?
That's a great quote.
Yes, I love that one. So what other things? So do you any partnerships with some corporations? I know Men's Warehouse helps you with the suits, right?
We do.
And then I'm sure you've got some other corporate sponsors or partners in the community that kind of help you. Can you talk about that?
We do. So to circle back with Platinum Dads, our annual event, we have a number of corporate sponsors that help us with that, which we really appreciate, because that is our only fundraiser for the year.
Oh, wow.
So when we get the pharmaceutical companies and some of the banks to really support that, we appreciate that. But in addition, they also support some of our programming. And one that I'd like to share that we're really excited about is a new program called Healthy Relationships, Healthy Choices. Mm-hmm. And it's really focusing on boys who are in the ninth grade at Trenton High School.
Oh.
So this first cohort, this is really a pilot program that we just started. To your point about volunteering, we're working with them around leadership development, civic engagement, recreational activities, and mentoring. And these boys come once a week to UIH Family Partners after school, and they meet with a consultant that we're working with and his son. So it's a father-son duo that actually work with the young men. And so we have corporate sponsorship for that program, which we're really excited about.
That's amazing, because, I mean, that the middle school, starting high school, I mean, that's the age where the teens, you know, bless their hearts today, you know, the anxiety and the social media. And, I mean, it's tough being a teen.
Tough,
it's always been tough being a teen, but it's even tougher today, I think.
It really is.
Yeah, so that's an amazing program. That's good. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber, As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back. You're listening to Nicole Smith. This is Happy to Help. And we're talking today with Karen Andrade Mims and Bill Davis of the UIH Family Partners out of Trenton. And we're going to pick it up here with Bill talking a little bit about job readiness and fatherhood.
Right. We do so many things at the fatherhood that we have to keep in mind that our focus is the child and the family. And so our initial question when a participant comes in initially is to ask, when was the last time you talked to your kids? And that's where we start, with the kids, to keep our focus on the family. Mm-hmm. And of course, because our object is to make them better fathers. Mm-hmm. Okay, and of course, to be a better father, you have to be a good provider. And that's where the job readiness piece comes in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so our job readiness program consists of about 15 components. But we make sure everyone gets indoctrinated, so to speak, in the big four, I call it.
Okay.
And that's the application. Okay. They must have enough computer skills to do an online application. That's where most of the jobs are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will teach them the basic computer skills and how to navigate the application process.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, they need a resume, because you have to upload your resume into the application.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually do the resumes. We teach them how to do it, but we actually do it ourselves, a professional resume.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one of the big four is the interview, because mm-hmm. that's where they get the job.
Mm-hmm.
So we teach interview skills, mm-hmm. soft skills. And the fourth thing that they must have is references. So we teach them how to get references. And apart from that, if necessary, we tell them how to walk, talk, shake mm-hmm. hands, smile, all of the things that go into having a good interview process. And that's pretty much the job readiness process. And then we take them into our dress to impress room.
Mm-hmm.
We put a suit on them. We give them a business card, give them a haircut if necessary,
yeah.
and we send them out to the hiring managers.
And then they're ready to go.
Yes.
Ready to rock and roll.
Yes.
Nice.
So that's pretty much the whole job readiness
okay.
thing. Our fatherhood program is we actually use a national evidence-based program called 24/7 Dads.
Huh?
Okay, and it takes them from the beginning, what it means to be a man, what it means to be a father, and we take them all throughout the whole fatherhood process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, and I have another quote or movie that I remember seeing was to say, you know, you have to have a license to drive a car, you have to have a license and certification to all these other things, but you don't need any requirement to become a parent, and
right.
you don't get an instruction booklet. You know, I mean, it's not easy, and
no.
it's not a given. So if you have any kind of tools to help people cope, it's tough, right?
Yeah, I remember years ago there was there were focus groups and surveys done, and one of the questions was, do you need parenting? And of all the things that people needed, no one said they needed parenting. sometimes you have to start there. That mm-hmm. do you want to be a better parent?
Right.
Do you want to
right.
be a better parent? And most people do.
Are you okay. a parent? Do you have kids?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. And I wish I knew what I knew when my kid's 39 years old. I wish I knew what I knew then.
Well, that's true, right? I mean, you get smarter as you get older, right?
Like, but actually,
you hope so.
Anyway. Yeah, I know, right?
Actually, we do this little questionnaire about how well do you know your kid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and when I first did it, I went, wow. I met my daughter for lunch, and I started asking her some of the questions because some of the things I didn't know,
Yeah, my son was quizzing me in the car yesterday. Mom, what's your favorite, or what's my favorite food? I'm like, sugar, He's like, oh, that's one. I'm like, so I don't know, but when you're with them all the time, when you're not,
yeah,
you don't know.
But it's, some things are very important to know, like who are your kids' friends?
Yeah, that's key.
What do
yeah.
their parents do?
Okay, yeah.
So,
yeah.
If you're going to let your kid go over to someone's house, you need to know a lot about that. So
yeah.
we kind of teach our fathers to be aware of everything that's going on in their child's life. What yeah. are they looking at on their devices?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the scary, the no man's land. Yeah. And do most of these men, are, do they already have their GED, or they, or they, some of, do you help with some of that or no?
Yeah, we actually, that's part of the program. Okay. It's a high school equivalency prep.
Okay.
Okay. We prep them for the test.
Okay.
And then we pay for the actual test when they take it.
Okay. So, and that's probably on the computer these days, right? Don't they take it on the computer as well?
Yes.
And how about you? Do you have children?
I do. I have one daughter. Aww. I'm about to be a grandmother as a result. She and her husband are expecting due in September.
Aww.
So I'm really excited.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Yeah.
And are they close? Like you'll be able to see them?
Yes. Okay, they're about 40 minutes from me.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. No, I mean, I love the babies. But yeah, but they're a lot of work.
I'm a granddad too now.
Good for you. Okay, good. No, that's really wonderful. So, so how many folks do you have in the program at any one time? I'm sure they come and go and different things. Is there, I mean, you probably, you don't turn people away, right? You just try and incorporate them into however they can work it in.
Yeah, we don't turn people away. As a matter of fact, I guess Bill can address the numbers, but we actually have two very distinct populations.
Okay.
We have men that have known that we've been there for some 20 years, and so word of mouth is very powerful, as Bill mentioned earlier. And then we also have a population that's mandated to come. Those are men who are on general assistance, and we serve as their job training site.
Okay.
So they're required to come every day. It's a 20-week program, and the goal at the end of which is to get employment.
Wow, 20 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, every day for 20 weeks.
Every
wow. So they're doing classes and learning things, and oh, wow. Yeah. They keep them busy, right?
Yes. Yeah. And one thing we don't do, as you said, we don't turn anyone away.
Right.
And that's why people are attracted to our programs, because there's no judgment.
Right.
Everyone comes in. Everyone's treated the same. Everyone's, no matter what their problem is, if we can't address it, we will refer them to one of our partners to help them, and then we stay with them and follow up. So when guys come in, we let them know that it's not an agency. It's a fraternity, and it's a lifetime membership. If they so desire, they can come to us forever.
That's
so,
nice.
So we have guys who have been coming to us for years. They're constantly coming in. It's like life skills. Some guys just need somebody to talk to. And so one of the biggest things we do, and that I'm proud of, that I'm getting better at because I'm a talker, and that is listening to people, okay? And so many people come back and tell me, they say, you know, you're the first person that listened to me. And they go away happy, and they don't come back again. They just needed someone to hear them.
Yeah.
To be heard.
Yeah, well, as they say, you have two ears and one mouth, and you're supposed to use them in proportion, right?
Right.
So listen twice as much as you talk. Yeah.
Right. And not try to fix everything.
Exactly.
You know, we listen to people to find out, because many times people don't really know what they really need. Okay, so our biggest thing as far as talking is delivering a little spiel about what we can do and what we can address.
Yeah, because a lot of times you just need to vent or dump, or you know, and if you just have a place to do that. And I think the other thing that, that sounds good about what you all provide is consistency. You're there, you know, every week for 20 weeks, and, you know, you're always there. You're not going to turn them away. They can come in. They can come out. They can, you know, do whatever, which is great.
Right.
Also, I'd like to add, we probably see, to your question, we probably see about 1,200 guys over the course of any year.
Wow.
But it's also the fact that staff go out to see men where they are, to do outreach as well, in the halfway houses, in rescue mission, places like that where men are located.
Okay.
So it's not only the men that come to us, but the staff also go out to reach them, which I think is important. We are countywide, even though we're based in Trenton. We're countywide throughout Mercer, and we've just moved into Burlington County. We established a new site there in November.
Oh, so what's going on there? How did that come about?
It came about because we actually have a staff person who lives there,
okay.
and we knew that the needs were very similar to the needs that we've seen in the city of Trenton without the services. So we met with the mayor, we met with city council, and everybody was really open to bringing fatherhood and workforce development to the city of Burlington.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, we're excited about that. So it's building slowly, but eventually we will be able to do the same kind of work there.
If I could add, too, we serve everyone in the state or the tri-state area.
Yeah.
Because when we go out to the halfway houses or to prisons or wherever we go to, we encourage them to come see us. So they can still avail themselves of our services, even though they may live in Newark or Atlantic City, whatever, they can still come do our program. Some of our programs are done online.
Oh.
So the main thing is they have to visit us one time to do that initial interview.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we can serve them wherever they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing.
I tell all the guys, come in and get a suit anyway.
You know? I know, right? You can't beat that.
Yeah, right.
No, that's really great. And, it's almost like you're kind of your life coaches, too, kind of helping
Absolutely.
Them, which is, like, a great thing to have. Great. What about, is that what Work First New Jersey is? Is that part of one of these programs we've talked about,
yes,
or is that
that's
different?
That's actually the program where the men are mandated to come. Those are the men who are on general assistance.
Okay. All right. So those are mandated. Yeah. And, what about, I'm always curious, because I do the work with Room to Read Global Literacy, but I know literacy is an issue in domestically as well. I know you do the GED and everything like that, and you do the book program. Do you find, because I know that kids have to learn to read in order to read to learn, and a lot of times the school system just kind of moves them ahead, but they miss that critical point. So do you do anything with literacy, or is that part of the whole GED program, or no?
Well, one of the things that we do in addition to the GED program that Bill mentioned is we partner with a group called People in Stories.
Oh.
And People in Stories comes in once a week, and they actually, it's like a book club. They actually gather the men in a circle, they pick a book to read, and they discuss it, and we've been doing that with them for probably about 4 or 5 years now, off
it's
and on.
One of our most popular programs.
The men love
the
it.
Men.
Yeah, so People in Stories. So are they... Do you have a set? Does someone just bring in a book they want to read, or are there certain texts?
Well, actually, this go-round, because as I said, we've worked with them for many years, but this go-round, we're actually focusing on books that have to do with trauma. We're very, very keyed into the fact that a lot of our men have had serious trauma in their lives. So People in Stories picks the books, but the theme is around how people handle trauma.
Oh, my gosh. And then do they meet every week, or is it
yes.
just, oh, wow.
Yes, once a week on Mondays, Monday mornings.
That's amazing. I think book clubs are feeling a resurgence, as they should, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about the trauma and the sanctuary that you're doing, Bill?
Well, yeah. One of our goals is to address the barriers that men face, okay? And we've learned from becoming trauma-informed ourselves that most of our participants are trauma survivors. And so that's a barrier, okay, of functioning and becoming employed and becoming successful. So we realized that we have to address that issue. It's like probably, in my opinion, the number one issue facing society today
mm-hmm.
is that it's just the the whole world is just now becoming trauma-informed, from PTSD
mm-hmm.
All the way to childhood trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually have a program now. We're doing a study where we want to track our men by using a tool, a self-sufficiency tool, along with what's called the ACE, ACE questionnaire, which is a questionnaire that finds out how much trauma they actually had in their childhood.
Mm-hmm.
ACE stands for Adverse Childhood Experiences. Mm-hmm. And so with this study, we intend to track men to see how they do, because what we do, we refer them to a behavioral health that's trauma specialized,
mm-hmm.
that treats their trauma, mm-hmm. and we want to see how much better they do as time goes by.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and where does the ACE certification come from? Is it a national organization?
The ACE questionnaire?
The questionnaire,
yeah, that's
sorry.
I forget who originated it, but it was done on, it's a national tool that's used. It's
and
used in the schools.
And it works? It's good?
Yes. Well, it identifies the
yeah,
person.
Yeah, so it's effective at doing
yes,
that.
Yes, right. And
yeah.
it also helps the practitioners and the clinicians, because now you know what you're dealing with. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If a person has really been traumatized, you want to address that as well as trying to get them a job and make them a better father.
Mm-hmm.
You have to address the trauma in their lives.
Right. Right. And do you have certain people that have gone through the program that come back to be your speakers later on that have, you know, like kind of soup to nuts, they've been through the whole thing and probably have a lot of credibility with the folks, right?
We do. We have what we call UIH ambassadors.
Oh, nice.
And so our ambassadors actually attend our Platinum Dads event that I mentioned last year. Each year we name 3 men to be ambassadors and encourage them to continue to have a relationship with the organization.
You asked earlier, how do we get our participants?
Uh-huh.
But on any given day, we'll have at least 2 people come in bringing someone else.
Aww.
Okay, because we help them, so yeah. They spread the word. They bring their family. They bring their friends.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's good. Right, right. Oh, no, that's good. Well, and can you talk a little bit more about how you manage, like, an anger management session? I have road rage from time to time.
I think they're all good.
In Jersey, yeah. Especially, I know. But
also, anger is a barrier.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so you have to learn how to manage your emotions, especially when it comes to employment and family life. So our anger management basically is it's not treatment and it's not therapy. And it's not actually a support group. It's education.
Okay.
So what we do is we teach people all about what causes anger, how the brain works, what happens to their bodies, the adrenaline, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we give them strategies and techniques, breathing techniques, mm-hmm. mindfulness practice. Yeah. And all this helps them to gain control of their emotions.
Yeah, it's amazing. I thought there on the internet there was a 1 minute meditation, and it was, and I did it. You know, it was a little video. It was amazing what 1 minute can do. It can just transform.
Well, I tell the guys, I say, if you can do 5 minutes, because people get frustrated with meditation.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that when you're trying to meditate, you're actually meditating. You know, so you have to stay with it.
Yeah.
And if you can do 5 minutes, you know, because your body doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Your body says, you know, I don't want to do this. So I know I start itching in certain places, you know.
Yeah.
You stay with it, and it actually works. It calms you down. And it's part of the mindfulness that we infuse into our anger management program. You know?
Yeah, that's amazing. And
is that I've learned that many of our participants who are in anger management it's really at the root of it is trauma.
Really?
Yes. They've been traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
The system doesn't recognize trauma if you do something. If you have a disorderly person, you go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas probably a lot of the guys, especially guys who have served in the military, they're getting in trouble because they don't have control of their emotions because they're suffering from PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been traumatized. And so we get a lot of those guys coming to us for help.
No, that's good. No, and do you see a lot of guys meeting with their kids? Do they meet with them on their own or take them to the park? Or do you have meetings at the facility for?
Well, we encourage our guys to bring their kids. We have a little room for the kids.
Oh, nice.
We have a library for the kids.
Okay.
Once a kid comes in, then the staff goes crazy. Everybody wants to play with the kids. It's a good break for us.
So
we love for the fathers to bring their kids in.
Okay.
And what we've learned is one of the, there's so many stereotypes about dads that are out there, especially minority dads.
Mm-hmm.
But in our experience with the schools, I found out that the dads are the ones that bring the kids to school.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are teaching the kids to read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the involvement is it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we encourage our fathers, even if they're not custodial, how to get along and how to reunite the family, even though they're separated from the moms.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all just about managing relationships, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, co-parenting is really important, and that's something that we certainly encourage. Because even if the father isn't living in the home, the research shows that children do better when they have that father involvement.
Right. And, I mean, I think it's so good because then you've got different values, different advice, you know, it's good to get perspective, even as a kid, you know, from both sides, you know.
Right, right. And a lot of times, you know, we call it baby mama drama, you know, you're not getting along with the mother. But we have a workshop called She's a Trip.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And so basically, there's no reason that you can give us why you can't be a dad, a good father.
Right.
So if you're not getting along with the mom, doesn't matter if she just came out the mental institution.
Yeah.
You have to figure out a way to get along and have a relationship so that you can co-parent that child. So
She's a Trip? Why is it just called like, that's
well,
funny.
Well, you know, there's two sides to every story.
Ooh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We've heard your side, and I'm sure she has a side too, you know.
I love it. That's great. Well, what other things you got going on? I think I read that other people, even though you've got the men's warehouse and you've got different volunteers, do you have a lot of people do clothing drives for you?
We do have a lot of people do clothing drives. That's a great question. We've worked ongoing with New Jersey manufacturers. NJM holds one for us on a regular basis on their campus. Okay. ETS has also held one for us on their campus. And then a number of smaller companies.
Bank of America.
Mm-hmm. They'll give us a call and say, you know, we'd like to do this for you. So it's been great. The response has been unbelievable. The other thing is that Dress for Success gets calls on a regular basis about where to take men's clothes. So they now refer folks to us.
Yeah, and she was actually one of the board members from the Madison 10 counties, I think, Dress for Success. She was on a couple weeks ago, and she was saying the same thing. Well, we refer to them.
Yes.
And I think it's...
We're actually their partners now.
Yes. That's great. I mean, because everybody working together for a good cause, it's great. Yeah, well, what other volunteer opportunities would you encourage people to jump on board with or get involved with if they could?
I think when we have events like our Platinum Dads, it's wonderful to have volunteers come the day of in case we need someone to help with registration.
Okay.
And just, you know, helping us with setup and breakdown as we begin to, you know, plan that program. That's always helpful.
Yeah, can you talk about any of these guys that are either being named ambassadors or honored and maybe a little bit share some of their stories?
Absolutely. So there's one guy on here. His name is John Thurber. John is connected to the chamber, which is actually how we first met him. He's also he works at Thomas Edison University, but he's just a great dad. His son nominated him.
Aww.
And we have a nomination form that we send out to folks in the community. And the things that he said about his dad, I mean, it brought tears to my eyes. Mm-hmm. This man is just really, really special. Mm-hmm. And to think that, you know, his children view him that way, I'm sure it's going to be very emotional when he comes up to get his award on June 16th. So that's one person. There's another gentleman on here. His name is Mark Iorio. And Mark is a Rotarian.
Oh, I love Rotarians.
He said of all the awards he's ever gotten, including Rotarian of the Year, this is the most special.
Oh, that's nice.
He said that it's going to make him cry. So I thought that was great because I know Rotaries are, you know, they do huge things in the community.
Yeah, and I love their slogan, Service Above Self. I love that slogan.
Yes.
I mean, that Rotarians are right in there, and they've been around for years. Well, maybe not as long as UIH, but...
our Platinum Dads are like a mixture of those men in the community who have done things, and as well as our participants, just regular guys who have shown themselves, and from what we know, to be great father figures. And we also do what's called a... called the Legacy of Fatherhood.
Oh.
And that's a gentleman, usually an older gentleman, who has over time shown himself to be a substantial father figure in the community. So he gets the super big Platinum Dad.
He does. Oh. Our more seasoned father.
Nice. Well, are there any certain, either just this year or in years past, that was someone that just stands out as like the big granddaddy of them all?
Without a doubt for me, there was a gentleman who was a dentist, and I believe it was 2 years ago we honored him. He and his wife were divorced. His wife and son live on the West Coast. He lives here on the East Coast, and he would fly either himself or his son back and forth every month so that they could see each other.
Mm.
And so at Platinum Dads, he was sharing this story. His son was in the audience, probably about 8 or 9. The kid comes up to the mic. Everybody in the room is sniffling. Aww. It was just so special. Because he's so committed to being a dad, even though he lives on a different coast.
Yeah, that takes commitment for sure.
It really does.
Aww. Yeah, how about you, Bill? Anybody that stands out in your mind?
Yeah, well, most of the guys. I try not to pick favorites.
I know.
But I think last year we had a guy came up who was one of our participants.
Okay. Yeah.
And he was going through a lot of things. And now he's a successful businessman.
Good for him.
And he's hiring other guys from our program. So those are the kind of things I like to hear.
Yeah, it comes full circle, right?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. We try to attract the guys, but we don't want to follow a guy too much because once he gets successful, we've done our work, you know?
Yeah.
But guys come back to us. And a guy came back to me yesterday and told me how we helped him so much. He has a great job. He's doing good with his family. He was separated from his family. Now he's reunited. And those are the kind of stories I like to hear. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's amazing because, I mean, families are tough. Like I was telling someone yesterday, I said, any one of us could have a reality show about our family because this is the way families work, the dynamics, the personalities. Yeah. And so when you can make it all, it is a feat when you can make it all work and make everyone communicate.
I just want to put a plug in for our fathers who come to us and sometimes they get a bad rap. And they get the bad rap because they're not current with their child support or whatever. But it's because of the barriers they're facing. And they don't have a job, okay? And so when guys come to us, once we ask that question, when was the last time you seen your kids? At least once a day, one of the guys will break down crying. I'm talking about on the initial interview, because just that question goes right to the core of what we're doing. He hasn't seen his child. And sometimes it's a little bit of male ego. I don't have anything to give him. I'm broke. I haven't worked in 6 months. So all of us have these toys and gifts in our room, and we say, go give this to your kid. Aww. And sometimes that's all it takes. Because, you know how men are. We got to have something.
Want to provide.
So just giving them that gift. Now they can get past that part of it and go give the gift and see their kid.
It breaks the ice, right?
Yeah, sometimes it's as simple as that. They're embarrassed to go back to their family and without anything.
Yeah.
And so...
But I think to piggyback on that, at the core of what we do, the men that we see, no matter how traumatized or how many barriers, they want to be good dads.
Right.
They really do.
Right.
And some of them are able to articulate that. Mm-hmm. They really do want to be good dads.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's good that they have a place to come where, like you said, there's no judgment. We've got the tools to help you get where you want to be, where you need to be. And, you just have to take that initial step to get there, right? To you and just open up and...
We deal with men coming out of the criminal justice system. Mm-hmm. And if you know how hard it is to get a job, just
anyway.
So if you're coming out of the criminal justice system, there's so many prejudices and barriers. And so it's very, very hard for them. So we kind of specialize in those guys. We give them special treatment so that, first of all, motivate them to show them that they can overcome that barrier, which is one of the hardest barriers to overcome.
Okay. Right. Well, and that's another traumatic experience all in and of itself. I keep quoting these movies, but Shawshank Redemption, when he says, he was like, I was straight as an arrow on the outside. It took me going to prison to make me a criminal. Like, you know what I mean? It's just
right.
I mean, that's just a movie. But no, I mean, that's just a whole other, realm of issues that you've got to deal with.
So I take pride in that because, like I say, being non-judgmental, some of the men that wind up being reincarcerated is because they have no other choice.
Right.
They have to survive.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people don't think about that. Mm-hmm. If you can't get a job, what are you going to do? Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to either beg or steal or do something that's not quite legal in order to survive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
which puts them back in the cycle.
I know. The recidivism. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all about survival, right?
Yes.
But but it takes a facility like yours or services like yours to kind of get them out of that cycle and over the hump, which is good.
Yes.
All right, we're gonna take another quick break, and then we'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back. This is Happy to Help. I'm with Karen Andrade Mims, the Executive Director of UIH Family Partners, and Bill Davis, who's in charge of client services, anger management, and pretty much a lot of things over there. A lot of good stuff. We're going to talk about your big annual fundraiser that's coming up, the Platinum Dads Breakfast, and it's the Saturday before Father's Day.
Yes.
It's an annual event, and so tell us how this event emerged when it started to be an annual event and what it entails.
Okay, so Platinum Dads, we are in year 13, which we're really excited about. Because for 13 years, we have taken the opportunity. You know, there are a lot of things out here for women, a lot of awards, a lot of accolades. But my predecessor, who was the executive director for many years before I came, actually was the one who decided to do this. Let's take a day and honor fathers.
Yeah.
And so the weekend of Father's Day makes really a lot of sense since people are focused on fathers, I think, during the month of June.
Mm-hmm.
So for 13 years, we've been doing just that. We've had it at different venues. And actually, when we had our 10th anniversary, it was a gala. We had a gala at the Princeton Hyatt. Over 350 people came.
Wow.
We had a couple of pro football players who were both keynote and honorary. So it was really a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably will do that same kind of buildup again when we reach our 15th year milestone.
Sounds good.
But again, we're honoring men in the community, and we know that they're just doing what they would do anyway as in terms of being good dads, but we feel like we want to recognize them because I think there are a lot of stereotypes, Bill mentioned this earlier, about men. Even when men are doing what we expect them to do, a lot of times dads are portrayed as deadbeats or bumbling or, you know, you can't really get this right kind of dads. And so this is a way to say, you know what, not only do you get it right, but we want to let you know that you get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And we want your family and friends to be here with you to actually see that. So that's what's exciting to us about this. And then to acknowledge some of our own men who have been successful in the programs that we offer, I think is even an additional benefit.
And do you have a few sponsorships available still for this event?
We do. We have sponsorships available, and I would encourage folks to go to our website, which again is uihfamilypartners.org. There's a link there. Tickets can be purchased through Eventbrite, which is attached to the link, and also sponsorship opportunities are there as well.
And they can bring their kids, right? People can. It's very family friendly.
Very family friendly. Full plated breakfast at the Princeton Marriott. Hopefully it'll be a gorgeous day and we can go outside and we take lots of pictures, which will be posted to our Facebook page and our website.
Okay, great. And the Princeton Marriott's a great, we're there often for the Princeton Chamber Luncheons.
Yes.
And I want to bring up the award you got. You've gotten a few awards, but the one award you got a couple months ago from the Princeton Chamber, and tell us a little bit about that.
We did. We actually got an award for Champion for Business at the Princeton Chamber Luncheon in January. And that was very special because we've been members of the chamber for a while, but I really like the fact that this chamber is focusing on the work of nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
We're businesses too. We're different kinds of businesses, but we do run the organization like a business. So that was very special to receive that honor.
Yeah, and Peter's always supportive. He's the president, and he's like, you know, you are the volunteers. You're out there in the community. You're helping make the community better.
Absolutely.
So he's the chamber is the Princeton Chamber is just. In the last year or so, they just had one last week, and they had one last November about combining the profit businesses with the not-for-profit businesses and building some partnerships there, which has been really incredible.
Absolutely. And were you at the workshop last week?
No, I didn't get last week. I was at the one in November. Okay. But yeah. Did you go?
I did go. It was awesome.
Good.
It was awesome. Because to your point about volunteerism, a lot of corporate entities are encouraging their employees to volunteer, giving them the day off to do it, giving them financial incentives to do it. So it was really exciting to hear that more and more of that is happening.
Yeah, and more companies are doing the pledge 1%, so where they pledge 1% of employee time, 1% of product, whether it be software or something like that, and 1% of profits. So that is all coming together, and you get the volunteer time off. And I know ETS does a big fair every year, volunteer fair, and I think that's becoming more of the norm for the future. Yeah, so that's it's a great venue.
It's exciting for those of us in the nonprofit world.
I know,
sure.
Right? Well, social entrepreneurship is on the rise, which is key. Yeah, yeah. How about you, Bill? What have you done with the breakfast? Like, what's your favorite part of the breakfast? Eggs, bacon?
No, the stories.
Yeah,
the stories that each one of our platinum dads gets up and has a little time allotted to speak. And so, and that's when, you know, it brings everyone gets choked up and there's teary eyes. But that's my favorite part, hearing the stories of the guys and what they've done, what they overcome, and so forth. You know?
Right. And we've talked a little bit offline about civic engagement. And do you encourage people, do you register people to vote when they're with you? I mean, is
yes,
that part of the
we
process?
Tell them, we tell our guys how easy it is to vote. Okay, and I always give them my story how, you know, we had to fight for the vote, and you know, as a African American, you know, it was very difficult when I was younger to vote. It's very easy now. It's done online, and so we encourage our guys to become civically active. Okay, so yes, the importance of vote, but that's all part of them becoming active citizens. Okay. Yeah, getting involved, because we tell them now, instead of being a drain on the system, getting social services, general assistance and all that, now you're putting into the system. Men love to hear that because they want to participate. They want to be a part. Okay? So, yes, we encourage that.
Yeah. And that helps with the sense of pride, accomplishment, purpose,
right?
You know, just kind of... Yeah, that's all we all want, something fulfilling to do, right? And to provide for our kids.
Right. And what else I want to add to something we talked about previously about the men is that we're not there just to get them a job, okay? Especially the younger guys. We do what we call a career assessment, and we encourage them to start pursuing their career. In most cases, they have to get a job right away to take care of their family or do whatever. But we encourage them to start pursuing their dream. So the career assessment is the start of that. And so we're connected to Mercer County College and Rider University. We have connections there, as well as a lot of trade schools. And and so once they, then most people don't know, not just our participants, but most people don't know what it is they want to do.
Right.
That's the hardest part.
Right, right.
The rest of it is easy. And so that's one of the things we do is in that career development.
Yeah, you got to ask the right questions. What do you like doing? What are you naturally good at? And combine
those.
We have
a very effective tool for that. You know, so it's called the career assessment. And it takes about an hour, hour and a half. And after they do that, there's a website associated with it that tells them all about that career, what it does, how much it pays, how much education you need to get to achieve it. And so that's a big part of the program also.
Well, half the issue is just defining a goal, right?
That's
the
hard part.
Getting
the money, that's the institution's job. That's that's the school's job to get the money for you and all that so they can get paid. So I tell guys the hardest part is defining what you want to do. The easiest part is getting the money.
Everything falls into place once you define what you're going to do, right? Yeah, and, you know, I think when I was growing up, it was what color is your parachute, that kind of thing. And I know it all. It has kind of a same concept, but just a different name, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's funny. And then I think when I took the computerized test long, long time ago, I got bricklayer. So I'm like, okay, great. You never know. But, I mean, now they're more sophisticated and they ask the tougher questions. We've just got a couple more minutes here, so let's... kind of wrap up and talk about any other last minute things you want people to know about UIH?
Reach out to all those employers, hiring managers, personnel directors out in Radio Land.
Yeah.
Reach out to us if you want to find good employees. Mm-hmm. Our guys are screened. We know them. They've been trained. We have a program called Customer Service Certification, so they know how to work with customers. And they are actually the best employees that you could possibly get, mm-hmm. okay? Because once they go through our, we call it, it's like a finishing school.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready for the job market.
Mm-hmm.
So if you reach out to us, and especially those guys who have had experience with the criminal justice system,
mm-hmm.
those are actually the best employees, okay? Because they don't want to go back.
Right.
They're going to work hard. They're going to do everything they can to maintain that employment. So remember us when it comes to hiring.
Absolutely. Right. Good advice.
And I would, again, just encourage folks to look at our website, UIHFamilyPartners.org. There's lots of information about what we do. There are ways to contact us to get on our listserv, to get the newsletter, and other mm-hmm. kinds of things that we produce. So please take a look.
All right. Well, thank you both for taking the time to talk to us today, and keep up the good work. And we're very grateful for all that you do.
Thank you,
Nicole. Thank you for having us.
Bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The investigation's begun into what caused an engine problem for a Southwest Airlines jet yesterday that led to the death of a woman.
There are 24 fan blades that, of course, normally rotate, and they help bring air into the engine. One of the fan blades was separated and missing.
That's NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt saying they believe it was that blade that struck the cabin window, causing it to implode, leading to the death of a 43-year-old Albuquerque woman who almost got sucked out of the plane. Seven other passengers were injured on that flight from New York to Dallas. It made an emergency landing in Philadelphia. President Trump confirming in a tweet this morning that his Secretary of State nominee Mike Pompeo had an Easter Sunday meeting in North Korea with its leader Kim Jong-un. This is USA Radio News.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their...
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in high speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract.